Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Leader, Manager, Coach. Welcome along to the podcast. It's Rob Riles welcoming you along. It's great to have you with us. If you're one of the first time listening, welcome along. If you've been with us for many, many times, a great welcome too. And as I record this podcast, it does appear that there is some light at the end of the tunnel in terms of our restrictions on lockdown from COVID-19, which has drastically affected the whole of the world and continues to do so. And congratulations to everybody who has shown valiant efforts in any single way towards contribution in alleviating the pain and the suffering and the challenges that this natural process has brought to us. Okay, let's get on with the program. Today, I was going to talk about something else, but as often happens, here's the story behind today's episode. This particular episode I'm going to talk about is a little bit about personality and is about you. And one of the things that I strongly believe in and I think is quite evident in terms of happiness and is evident in terms of success and is evident in terms of meaning in life and achievement, whether that is in the field of sport or it's in another niche area, is being yourself. And we've talked about it numerous times in different podcast episodes. We've certainly referred to it, and it is a massive part of what I personally think success is all about. I honestly think that we're all born with different traits, with different strengths, with different weaknesses, if you like, with things that interest us, things that don't. It's what makes life so interesting and people so interesting and so challenging as well. You know, one of the things that always comes to mind is how when you interact, you meet and you have a relationship with somebody that's difficult or feels difficult or is challenging or makes you think and isn't easy. It's so easy to drop into that mindset of I'm right, they're wrong, and this is the best way, and the way they're doing it isn't the best way. And it's often all about how different people deal with things, how we see things, how we perceive. Now, the story behind this particular chat that I think is really worth digging into a little bit more and sharing in terms of leading, managing and coaching, because leading, managing and coaching is all about people. And when you deal with people, the more people you can deal with, the more people you can relate to, the better you are at relating and negotiating the world through many different types of people, the better your life will be, in my humble opinion. That doesn't mean you should be a doormat. That doesn't mean you should. There's a big difference between saying yes to everything and being yourself. You know, we're not talking about that, and perhaps we'll come back to that in a minute. But the story behind today's episode was, yesterday I was listening to a radio broadcast, and the radio broadcast was an interview, and it was an interview with a world-class sportsman, a guy called James Cracknell. And I didn't realize this, but a number of years ago, James Cracknell, who is obviously a world-class athlete and well-known, who reached the pinnacle of sporting achievement, 10 years ago, while he was riding a bike in the United States of America, received through an injury, a road traffic accident, a brain injury. And subsequently, from this brain injury, James suffered changes. And, you know, he went into great lucid detail on the fantastic interview he did on BBC Radio 4. And what he talked about was personality. And he talked about how his personality had been affected and how that had impacted his life. And there are numerous things that come out of this that are so relevant and we can all learn from and can help us along. What James alluded to, was that to be a world-class sports person, to get to the top, it often means that you have to exhibit characteristics that are often in direct opposition to being successful in life. And he did discuss it, and I think what he's talking about is, what he's saying is, if you want to get to the top in a chosen sport, you have to show characteristics like, this is what he's talked about in his own words, selfishness. You have to be one-tracked mind. You have to have a mind that's on one track. Is that right? The right phrase? But anyway, I'm sure you know what I mean. You have to be less empathic than you would be if you were trying to relate to everybody. So you have to put yourself first in order to get to the place you want to be, because there are hundreds, maybe thousands of people trying to get to that place. And if you stand back and allow them to do it and have that perception, then that is not going to help you to get to the place you want to be. And what he alluded to was that there are these personality characteristics, these aspects of a person that you need to have if you want to be a world-class sportsman. But they are not the same characteristics. In fact, they are in direct opposition to what you need if you want to be world-class, if I can use that phrase, in terms of relating to people and getting on with everybody in life. And I think that's the same. We can sum it up, and we can say that when you walk over that white line, as we talk about in the beautiful game of football so often, you have to then switch on that game face, as Dan Abrahams talks about it, and I talk to my boys about so often. You have to switch on that game face and change that physiology and change that mindset. When you walk off that pitch, you go over that white line, you have to somehow learn, teach yourself to get yourself back into the zone of normal living, where you have to relate to people, you have to probably be kinder, and you have to have a more empathic approach and a more listening approach and so on. And I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. And it's not really something I've actually thought about in that kind of detail, strangely enough, having been in coaching for so long and dealing with people and dealing with and working with people at the elite level. But he brought out an amazing point, and it's having that ability, isn't it? If you want to be fantastic at what you do, can you actually make that delineation from your professional life into your home life, your family life, your non-professional life? I'm sure there's some overlap. I'm sure there's some grey areas, and I'm sure there are some things that will always be integrated and follow through in all aspects of life. But, you know, you have to, as James brought out, have that ability to understand what hat you're putting on, where you are, who you're dealing with, and what it is you're trying to achieve. You know, one set of characteristics, one trait, one sledgehammer won't solve all problems. We need a bag of tools, and that is what James Cracknell was referring to. It's a wonderful point, so thank you for that.
The Leader Manager Coach podcast is available via the Leader Manager Coach app. Download it now to access the rich resource of unique, insightful, and educational material to help you on your own journey in football, sport, and life. Leader Manager Coach. For the game. For life. Available now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
The other thing he referred to in the interview was that he said that the eminent neurosurgeons and the neurologists who looked after him, when he came round from his coma and he'd made it sufficient recovery to engage in conversation, they told him that his personality would be changed because of the part of the brain that had been impacted by the injury. And what they said to him was that it's highly likely that you will deepen the characteristic traits that are you. And so you will become more ingrained in the things that are natural to you and the things you have had to work on or have to work on that aren't naturally you will either be absent or will be more difficult to ascertain and to develop and to demonstrate. And he talked about how that had occurred and what had happened to him. And the interesting point that comes out of this in terms of being successful in life is that there has to be a balance, because James himself, having almost been a human experiment by default, you know, an accident that changed his life or the course of his life, gives us in the interview the example that just by becoming magnified in the things that you are strong at will have consequences, and those consequences are not always positive. Yes, they may have positive consequences, but if they're illustrated all the time and used all the time, then they won't. And one of the things he went on to talk about was the statistic that is a statistic from head injuries, is that there is an 82% divorce rate in people who, in the relationships of people who suffer a head injury. Now, that is obviously massively and significantly above the divorce rate for, you know, the general population. And James wonderfully and admirably talked about the fact that, you know, he knew that and he was told that, and he actually made every single effort consciously, he says, to do everything to ensure that that didn't happen. Yet in his circumstance in his life, as he admitted in the interview, it came true and he became one of those statistics. Now, that can be looked at as a tragic consequence. But the point I'm trying to make is that it illustrates the fact that one of the points it illustrates is that if you just become magnified and become more of what you are naturally, without any break on it, without any balance, without any thought outside the box, other than deepening your own furrow of who you actually are. Yes, you might find that easy to do and natural and without any effort, but there will likely be consequences. So once again, there is this balance in life of being yourself, of truly being yourself, in order to maximize what it is you're good at. But also being aware and having the ability and having the foresight and the consciousness to actually understand that there are different aspects of life, there are different arenas, and developing different skill sets and at least being aware of them will help. And that also comes along with the development of relationships, because as we've talked about before on Leader Manager Coach, when you are in partnership, whether that is a non-sporting or a sporting or a business or a family relationship, it's good to work with people and get along with people and have people who have different skill sets than you, so you can be synergistic together. Otherwise, you're both fighting for leadership, or you're both fighting to paint the big picture and nobody wants to do the detail, or you both want to do the nicky-picky detail, and so on and so on. We talked about that quite a few times. And it was brought out by James very, very clearly. And one of the other things he talked about was that, you know, he talked about his life, and this is certainly not a criticism, it's just an observation. But he talked about his life and himself as being defined by something. And he defined, he says, my life was defined by being an elite sportsman. And I think there's real positive things in that, but there's also real dangers in that. Because if you define your life just by a professional achievement, I think A, it's very limiting, and B, it almost it comes under the limiting banner. It restricts what it is you see about yourself. And if what you see about yourself, your self-image, is the ceiling on what you achieve, is the limit to your perceptions and colours your view of the world and how you interact with people and how you take things in, then maybe it's not such a positive thing. So then he said, after that my brain injury, I came to see myself as somebody who was an advocate of brain injury, because James went on to devote many, many hours of his life and his energies to Headway, the organization that assists and helps people with head and families of people with head injuries. And then he said, I've now defined myself in that arena. And again, it illustrates the point that I think in life, to be balanced and successful and happy, and happy people, Peters wrote, who wrote The Chimp Paradox, happy athletes make great athletes, and happy people make successes in many areas of life. You know, if you're miserable, then you know, you're likely not to be as successful as somebody who works as hard. Not necessarily true, but you understand what I'm saying. Is it success to be a medal winner, but to actually be miserable? I'm not sure, and that's a personal thing, and you've got to make your own mind up about that. But I go back to Peters, who talked about, you know, getting people to be happy and getting them to be balanced and getting them to feel aligned and in a good place is how you get the best out of them. And whether I've explained it well enough, and I don't know, but that's what I'm trying to say. And hopefully it's come across and the message has got across. So from this interview with James Cracknell, who talked about these real challenges in life, you know, and there's a couple of key messages in there, which are, you've got to be careful about actually just following what's natural to you and not taking a stand back and looking at the bigger picture. And also, I think we have to be, with a link to that, we have to understand how we define ourselves. And if you are a leader, you're a manager or a coach, let's think about your players. One of the things you can do is, especially with young players, is help them to define themselves. Because young players are looking for role models. They're looking for people to aspire to. I listened to David Beckham talk about today in an interview. He talked about how his dad was idolized Bobby Charlton. And, you know, we've all got those idols from when we were kids who we model ourselves on. And helping people to define who they are, whether they take a little bit of a characteristic from this person, they admire that characteristic in this person and that set of traits in that person. It's a great facilitator and it's a wonderful thing that a coach can do. And also that old phrase about who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you say, is you yourself as the leader, as the manager, the coach, to your children, to your brothers, your sisters, your players, your team, you are the role model, because everybody's always watching and people make subconscious judgments all the time about how you are and how you act and how you behave and what you say. So yes, you can influence them, but helping people to define who they are, which is one of the points that James Cracknell talked about. And he talked about being a world-class athlete. Then he talked about being this advocate for Headway. And I'm not saying you have to be that limiting, although they're amazing things in their own right. Just take it in the professional sense. And if you're dealing with a young player, help them to define who they are themselves individually. Maybe it's a dynamic midfielder, box-to-box, with energy to burn. Maybe it's a great passer of the ball. Maybe it's a winner of the ball who gives it to somebody else. Maybe it's the guy who unselfishly runs and makes runs and runs and runs and runs and creates space for the other more gifted players. Maybe it's the warrior like Jack Charlton, who, RIP Jack, who passed away, the great Jack Charlton, England 1966, passed away on Friday. Maybe it's being that warrior that every team needs, but helping people and marrying up their characteristics, their strengths, their traits, and helping them to define themselves is a great, great thing that leaders, managers, and coaches can do. And people will not forget what you've helped them to do. Because if you can do that and people have that aha moment, that enlightened moment, that eureka moment where they get that great feeling and they think, wow, this just feels right. I feel on track. It feels fantastic. I'm happy. Yes, this is me. I'm not chasing things that don't mean anything to me. I feel a meaning in what I'm doing. I'm enjoying it. It's a wonderful skill to be able to do. And that is what great coaches and great leaders do. And that's one of the messages that came out of James's interview. Probably not one that he meant to give, but one that filtered through to myself, which is so worth passing on, I think. And within that, that ability to help people to balance so that they are successful people, not just successful athletes, players, businessmen who've got a tragic life on the other side of the white line, which so many people, it happens to so many. If it's a business person who works 60, 70, 80 hours a week and hasn't got any kind of life outside that and drinks or uses substances to help them sleep and just numb the loneliness, etc., etc. It's about that balance, having that ability to go all out, to be massive on it, to actually make it happen and be at the best level you can possibly be, giving it everything you can with all your strength, all your characteristics, knowing you're doing the thing that you're meant to be that floats your boat, but also having that ability to relate to people and have those relationships, which actually underpin and give us that oxytocin and those feel-good hormones and actually make life worth living, which is that lesson that I'm just talking about, those relationships, is so shone through with this COVID-19 stuff. Because that, I've said it before in a couple of podcast episodes, and one of them was a little bit of a rant, and that the fact that you cannot connect with people, or you could not connect with people as you wish, and you still cannot, it makes you realize that the glue and the value and the real stuff that makes life worth living are those relationships. And have those taken away, it does make you realize. So a couple of things to balance there. And you know, life isn't always that simple where there's one answer that fits all. You know, be great at this and everything will happen, and be great at that and everything will happen. No, not at all. Yeah, life can be complex and there's not always simple answers. And sometimes we have to think things through and consider things. And I think balance is a big key part of life. So what are the lessons out of today's podcast? If I've gone a little bit round the houses, I've tried to explain it as best I can. Understand that you've got strengths and weaknesses and things that you're really biased towards. Yes, dive into them. Yes, become who you are. Yes, follow those strengths, but have the ability to stand back and balance that and put different hats on so you've got that underpinning part of life that actually gives you that balance. And when you get back into that arena, you can be everything you can be. Not just that all the time. And, you know, balance that off with relationships. So there we are. It's a podcast about personality. It's certainly about you and you being who you are, but being successfully who you are by having that little bit of balance and that ability to take the edge off at certain times, to negotiate through life and to make the passage smoother and to win over people and to, you know, be the person that people want to get along with whilst being massively successful in what it is that you want to do. Wow, that is a skill, isn't it? Achieving, I think that's where we've come to in this conversation, which often happens when I do these podcasts. I talk my way through something that's in my mind and hopefully you'll benefit from that, is that you become massively successful in being who you are, but at the same time have that wonderful ability to negotiate your way through life and have wonderful relationships. So you get a win-win situation. Not a win-lose where you're the world champion, but nobody cares about you because you don't show any human people skills. Or you just don't believe in challenging yourself and pushing yourself and developing yourself, and you just do things that other people require you to do. And you feel frustrated because you have no control. So there's a balance. It's that win-win situation. No right answers, just the very best we can do. That's Leader Manager Coach. It's personality, it's strengths and weaknesses, it's facilitating other people, helping them to find who it is they are and define themselves. And maybe before we can do that, we have to define ourselves. And maybe you have defined yourself, if you're listening to this, as a great leader, a great manager, and a great coach in whatever niche area that is. And I hope you can take something from that. I hope it helps, and I hope there's some real value in that. Don't forget, download the app, the Leader Manager Coach app. Tons and tons of free content on there, and some great subscription services too, to really help your development as a leader, as a manager, as a coach. So there we go. It's Leader Manager Coach. It's always great to have you with us. Share the message, and as always, take care. See you again.